Perek Beis of Brachos Mishnah Zayin. We're continuing the special behavior of Rabbi Gamliel. This also does not have anything to do with Kriyashma, but it has to do with the behavior of Rabbi Gamliel. Shemeis Tavi Avdo Kibolov Tanchumin. When his servant called Tavi died, he was knowing what an avol for a parent or for a relative would do, and they set up the Ashura, set up a row of people to be menachem, and it was knowing minhag avelus. He behaved like an avol, even though this was not his child, and also it was an eved. Amar lo talmidav lo lematanu rabbeinu shem akarim talchum al avodim. Did he not teach us that one does not mourn for the death of his servants? Amar lahem, he answered them, ein tavi avdik ishak al avodim kosher hayu. He wasn't like a regular eved, which is just the property of the master. He was a kosher, he was a tzaddik, and therefore I am being menachemim. Now there's a very big chiddush over here, because the implication is that the whole issue is, was he kosher or not? But the more basic question, why was he mourning for somebody who was not his relative? Even the most kosher person, one does not sit aveilus for a neighbor. So the place in Mechrein bring a Yerushalmi, there's a tremendous chiddush that we see from here, that a Talmud on his Rebbe, who is very close to him, can sit aveilus. So there is such a concept of sitting aveilus for somebody which has a relationship to you, like a parent to a child. This can be nogeh to various situations, maybe adoption, other situations. A shayla has to be asked, but you see there is a concept of aveilus in somebody who has a child-parent relationship, even though they're not the biological parent.